You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. 14 past four, and we're about to speak to Nathan, but before we do that, let's do this.
Nathan Warner here, inviting you to Cattle Baron Harbour Bay Mall, your culinary haven on the road between Simonstown and Glenkin, where breathtaking sea views, delectable dishes, and a warm welcome await you. Our bar area and restaurant are perfect for any event, from intimate gatherings to lively celebrations. Don't miss our weekly specials. 50% off burgers on Mondays. Juicy steaks with a 20% discount on Tuesdays. Rib specials on Thursdays. And on Wednesdays and Sundays, we offer a budget buffet you won't forget. Follow us on social media for chef specials and updates. Cattle Baron Harbour Bay Mall, where great food meets stunning views. Come dine with us today. Note that we offer full wheelchair access.
And the man who recorded that advert is sitting across from me in the studio. Good afternoon, Nathan. How are you?
Hi, Richard. Yeah, a little nervous, but delighted to be here. Thank you very
much.
There's
nothing to be nervous about because nobody knows your business better than you do. So we thought we'd bring Nathan in because that Harbour Bay Mall is a little tucked away on the road there, and the whole campaign is to try and get people more aware of what's there and what's in there. And Cattle Baron certainly one of those. But before we go into that, you weren't always the man who owned the Cattle Baron.
Yeah.
That's a recent development. Tell people a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
Right. I'm a local guy, born and bred in the southern suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
The bulk of my career in corporate, I worked for the card company American Express for more than 20 years. Eventually got retrenched. And in fact, my wife was working overseas, and we frequented a restaurant in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur.
Mm-hmm.
We loved it so much. We then eventually returned to Cape Town and then found ourselves looking to buy a business. And Cattle Baron came along the way.
And that's how it happened.
That's exactly
it. It just shows you how, I'm sure that, at the time when you were told by American Express you are going to be retrenched, that's when you think to yourself, why me?
Absolutely.
And then, as they say, this is a classic case of one door closed and another one opened.
Absolutely so. Absolutely so.
And how long were you living in Kuala Lumpur?
Yep. So my wife worked there for 3 years, and I then commuted during that time. I'd been retrenched, and so for a year and a half or so, I then commuted because
Between where? Here and there?
Yeah, Cape Town and there. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a
bit of a flight.
A little bit of a flight. But it was fantastic because it also allowed opportunities for our family to travel a little bit on that side. It just gives you a better sense of how fantastic Cape Town is, and thrilled to have been able to return and be here.
All right, so Cattle Baron came up, and you decided that this is the business that you're going to buy.
Correct.
And it is part of a franchise, and there's certain things that need to be conformed to in terms of rules and regulations. But that restaurant of yours doesn't quite fit the mold. It looks and feels a lot different.
Yeah, very much so. So we purchased the Cattle Baron from another corporate company. And I think when they developed the restaurant, they realized that the leather look and the dark leather and so forth didn't fit the ambiance of the restaurant. We see facing, and it's got to be bright and light. And I think that was the reasons why they decided to go down that road. We've got a fantastic location there. And I'm thrilled that they did not go down that dark and don't want to use the word dingy, but light and bright. That's what we have, and we thrilled to have it.
It's very airy and it's very bright, and you've got this incredible view across False Bay, which is something that people pay millions for. And there you are. You can sit there right next to the window on a lovely day with the window open, just listening to the birds and the sea crashing on the shore.
Spot on, perfectly correct, Richard.
Absolutely amazing. Okay, so Cattle Baron. their restaurants and yep. many to choose from.
Yep.
What would make me choose Cattle Baron? Why would what would you say to me? I'm now sitting here saying, I want to go out for a decent meal. Why Cattle Baron?
Well, you know, I think let me take two steps back. Mm. At the end of the day, why would people want to go to a restaurant in the first place? Mm-hmm. You're looking for service. Mm. You're looking for good food, mm. and you're looking for a reasonable price.
And you're looking not to have to wash the dishes
after. Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Those three things are really, really important. For me, pricing, I think we're reasonable.
Mm.
We really are reasonable. Service. Look at our Google reviews.
Mm.
They are fantastic. And Richard, I'm the first to put my hand up there and say sometimes we mess up. In a big way.
Mm.
We just don't get it right on that night, and one or two tables will be upset. But 9.9 out of 10, we get our service right, and that's great.
Mm.
And our food. Well, our steaks, we get so many compliments for our steaks, speaking about food, our buffet, we started with our buffet recently, and I can maybe share one or two thoughts around that. But we're trying to bring a little bit more because, not everyone can afford a 200-rand steak.
Yeah.
What else can we do to bring good food to our locals? Mm. And that's what we want to do. We want to satisfy as many people possible.
You've certainly done that because you do these kind of – and I sometimes look at it and I wonder, how the hell are they going to make any money out of this? But you've got this like 50% off. I know that when we've done outside broadcasts, which we've done on your deck basically outside your restaurant, then there's this 50% off burgers. And I want to tell you something. Those burgers are really – really something. How do you do that and still make money?
Yeah. So I think, Richard, people must understand, though, at the end of the day, yes, we are in it for a profit.
Mm.
If we're not in it for a profit,
then why do it?
Yeah, why do it?
Yeah.
But there are times, like, for example, during the course of the week, lunchtime, on a regular basis, the restaurant's empty, because the folks are just not there.
Mm.
So ultimately, and if I may use the term, bums on seats, I can't make money from empty seats.
Yeah.
So if I've got somebody joining us, we may not necessarily make a profit, but at least some of the revenue out of that deal will cover a little bit of rent. Mm. It will cover maybe the costs for the staff and so forth.
Mm.
So that's really what it's about. So whilst ultimately you want to make a profit, but you also have to get the turnover.
Yeah.
And that is something that we're working hard to try and improve.
And it also gives value to people who are going in there because the next time they come, it won't be a 50% off. It'll be.
It would be something else.
Yes,
it would be something else.
All right, let's just look at that. What you offer now? You mentioned in the ad that the people can hire the place. They can hire the bar facilities and all for a corporate function or something along those lines. Do you then just shut out the rest of the public and say, right, you've got it, or do they have to pay a fee? How does that work?
Well, I mean, we're concerned. I'm just so happy. Mm. To get a group of, let's say, 75 people coming into our 100-seater restaurant I'm not going to charge them a fee, not at all.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's going to be a Saturday night
and
they all want to have burgers, then I'll have to look at a fee. But if they're all going to have a steak or something like that, then the turnover is good enough and I'm just very thankful to get those people to join us, So we will look at it from that perspective. But there's no fixed fee. I have an open mind towards our customers, and we would like to help wherever we can.
Well, you certainly do that, and you certainly have helped us when we've done outside broadcasts there, and your staff have been absolutely amazing to us. So for that, I must thank you right here and now. Looking at, it's a very well-stocked bar. It's again a hidden gem.
Yeah, it's you know what we did. In fact, the bar area sold us on buying the place because it just looked so good. And what we did, Richard, we went and we purchased some really, really nice soft seating to try and encourage folks to come and join us at the bar. We do a discounted drinks, whatever that term is now, and a happy hour.
Yeah.
And in the evenings from 4 to 6, every evening that is. But for some of the reason, we just haven't been able to attract folks. Why? I don't have the answers because we've tried a lot of things, Richard. Over the sports events with the Rugby World Cup and so forth, then we were quite busy. But by and large, the bar's very, very quiet, and that's a little disappointing.
I think a lot of it has to do with people not knowing what's there.
Yeah.
And we've had long conversations about this, you and I. And they, you know, when you drive past Harbour Bay Mall, it's almost you can miss it because there's very little signage out there that tells you. Oh, it looks like a block of flats.
That's a problem for me.
Maybe that's something that they need to work on. So the idea behind the campaign and the idea behind having you in here is to let people know that you are there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that these are the things that are available. The views
speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It's absolutely stunning, and it really is. And again, it's comfortable. It's very, very, very comfortable. And there are things that you are doing that a lot of places don't do. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm looking at the website, and there's no corkage.
No corkage.
Now, that goes against the the trend.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's something the Cattle Baron does across the brand. And some days you think, oh, gee, I should have had corkage. But you know what? We have some of our customers who have their own favorite wines, and they bring it along. But by and large, you know, our alcohol sales are no more than 10% of our turnover. So it's not really going to break the bank as it is, Richard. So happy to have our customers come along and bring their own favorite drinks along.
But that is a plus. That is a plus.
It is.
And
it is.
If people know that, they'll think to themselves, well, you know, maybe that's the place we go to because, you know, I'm going to take my own bottle of wine. Because let's face it, you go to a restaurant, you have a good meal, all right?
Yep.
The drinks bill is the thing that really costs you. Yeah.
That does push up the the bill does.
Yeah. So if you're able to take your own wine along and there's no corkage, that evening now becomes more economic for you, cost effective
definitely
for you.
Definitely so. It does.
And it's a wine that you like.
Of course. Yeah.
So I think that is pretty cool. All right. So from a point of view, I know that at one stage you were talking about entertainment. Have you made any sort of progress on that, or are there plans for entertainment?
So in fact, on the 6th of July, we've got a guy coming in. We've got a bit of a theme party going on. And it's a 007 theme.
And anybody can go.
Okay. We're going to serve up a really, really good meal. And what we've actually done, we're going to be pulling out all the chairs out of the bar area, and I think we're going to twist rock and roll a little bit on that evening. So it's a 007 theme with dancing, with a really, really good meal and live music.
What date?
6th of July.
Okay, we'll have to, closer to the time, we'll have to start pushing that one for you. All right, when your staff, let's talk about your staff. I mean, you've got a couple of guys there. You may want to mention them by name, you may not. But everyone, your sort of manager.
Right. So on our front end, we've got two chaps there. The one guy is Sebastian.
Unbelievable guy.
Yeah. Sebastian, he worked up in Johannesburg for a long time, was involved in running restaurants and bars up there. And Sebastian is just absolutely full of energy. We've got Lungisa. Lungisa is a guy, comes from the Spur background. In fact, he started his career as the cleaner at the Spur.
Wow.
And he's worked his way up, and today he's one of our front of house managers, and a really beautiful guy as well. Recently met with him and his wife over a meal, and what a beautiful family they have. So that's Lungisa. And then on the back end, we've got two guys in the kitchen. Both come out of the chefing world. Bradley is the new kid on the block, and he comes from a chefing background. He's one of the guys who runs our kitchen for us. And our head chef is a chap by the name of Tofik. Tawfiq comes from a fine dining restaurant and really knows his stuff, and really thrilled to have the two of them in our kitchen. They're the ones who are driving the back of house for us. So thrilled to have the four of them. And then we have a young lady by the name of Shannon. Shannon lives in the area here, and she's our administrator and organizes all our functions for us. And really, really good in running that part of the business for us. So, yeah, so those are our team.
It's a good team. They really are a good team, and a lot of fun to work with. And I say that from a point of view of us being on your deck to outside broadcast. And it's always a lot of fun. And you always give us those 50% burgers.
Only a pleasure.
When people look at the benefits of going there, there are a lot of things that do stand out. One of them is that your car is always safe.
Yep. Spot on.
It's, you know, there's always somebody there looking for your at your car, and there's absolutely plenty of parking. You have, you know, the Wi-Fi access for people who want to
correct,
to, you know,
yep.
Because that's important.
Yep.
What other add-ons are there outside of the food that you would care to mention?
Well, let me give it a thought. You know, they've got something that's really, really important, and that is 24-hour security. So when you arrive, there's cameras watching that parking area all the time. So you can really feel comfortable when coming along. Other benefits, you know, we're one of the very few restaurants that stay open really late.
Mm-hmm.
We open at 5 p.m. On a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday lunchtime. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we open at 9 a.m. And all 7 days through to 10 p.m. So we open, you know, quite a long time. So that is really beneficial for our customers. And hopefully, you know, I've always wanted to put a fireplace in the place, in the restaurant, but I haven't quite got that right yet. So
it's a big space to heat.
Oh, it is, and definitely. And so in fact, on Saturday, I delivered our two trolleys worth of blankets. So while you're sitting there, you can cover yourself with a nice warm blanket. What other benefits are there? I'm not quite sure,
well,
Richard.
There is something else. There is the fact that people can buy a range of products to take away with them.
Correct.
Yes, so tell people about that.
Correct. So all of the Cattle Baron sauces and some of our spices is available for purchase. And I'd like to tell our listeners out there, if you're looking for a really fresh piece of fillet, be it lamb chops, T-bones, sirloin rump, you know, let us know. We will get you the freshest and the tastiest piece of meat, and I promise you we are going to beat the prices of most of the retailers out there.
Yeah.
This is something we want to offer, and they must just reach out to us.
It's important that people then communicate.
Correct.
And on that topic, how's the best way to get hold of you?
Well, you know, I think just pick up the telephone, give us a call.
Okay, so and the website's got everything.
Website is got some of it. So we haven't quite updated that as yet, Richard.
Okay,
but just give us a call. Give us a call, and we will get that sorted for you.
All right, is the number still the same?
This number is still 100% the same.
So 021-612-0903. That's the number.
That is correct. Perfectly
and,
correct.
And you can get hold of them, and you can go along and make your booking. I've eaten there a number of times.
Yeah.
It's always been a good experience. We've been treated like royalty when we're doing outside broadcasts by your staff, and that we do appreciate. So I would encourage anybody who has not yet experienced the Cattle Baron at Harbour Bay Mall to go and give it a go.
Yep.
Go and give it a go. You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
And there's just one offer I want to make to Zone Radio listeners.
Mm-hmm.
On a Wednesday, we serve up a buffet. You will have two roast meats. You will have possibly a tomato bready. And anyway, you can find out from us what the menu is for that week. For Zone Radio listeners, if you walk in on us on a Wednesday and you join us for buffet, Zone 175, If you quote that number,
Zone 175, you're going to have to write that down, folks.
Zone 175, instead of paying 135 rands for that meal, you are going to pay 109.
Wow.
Zone 175. Come along. We need you to make a reservation beforehand. Zone 175, and you'll get it for 109.
There we go. Take him up. Take him up on that offer, folks. It's certainly worth it. Zone, what did I say?
Zone 175.
Okay, we'll have to put that on to our social media so people can grab that. You get it for $109 versus?
135.
There you go. Okay, so there's a nice discount for you folks just because you listen to Zone Radio and you go along to Cattle Baron. Nathan, is there anything else we should be telling people?
Nope. No, I'm just thankful for your support,
David. Here's a question. Do you do takeaways?
We'd love to do takeaways, but unfortunately, we belong to Uber. Mm. Uber don't operate in our area.
Okay.
And as a result, we busted, bottom line. So it's a bit of a challenge for us. But if you let us know, you're most welcome to come along and pick it up, and we will prepare that meal for you.
Okay, so people can collect.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, there we go. Anything else? Nothing else?
That's it.
Nathan, thank you very, very much for coming in this afternoon. And thank you for putting your faith in Zone Radio and our listeners. And thank you for, again, and I have to say this, thank you for your kindness and the hospitality you extend to us each and every time we do outside broadcasts at the Harbour Bay Mall during the market time. You give us access to your Wi-Fi. You give us this great 50% off burger deals. It's like, oh, it's worth it just to be there for that.
Yeah.
Sebastian has always treated us with absolute kindness. So again, thank you to him as well, and also for what you do in the community, because I know that you've raised money for the community using that platform. There's so much more that we could be speaking about, but today. We're focused on the business that is Cattle Baron Harbour Bay Mall. Go and check it out, folks, and you will be pleasantly surprised. Again, thanks for coming in.
No, thanks, Richard.
Nathan Warner here, inviting you to Cattle Baron Harbour Bay Mall, your culinary haven on the road between Simonstown and Glenkin, where breathtaking sea views, delectable dishes, and a warm welcome await you. Our bar area and restaurant are perfect for any event, from intimate gatherings to lively celebrations. Don't miss our weekly specials. 50% off burgers on Mondays. Juicy steaks with a 20% discount on Tuesdays. Rib specials on Thursdays. And on Wednesdays and Sundays, we offer a budget buffet you won't forget. Follow us on social media for chef specials and updates. Cattle Baron Harbour Bay Mall, where great food meets stunning views. Come dine with us today. Note that we offer full wheelchair access.